Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Was it a self-traumatizing cockatiel and a quaker? Okay, yes, yes. Sorry, I've had plenty of phone calls, but I remembered your voice. So, no. No, that's fine. So, we didn't make a time, did we? You were going to discuss it with your husband and then get back. No, unfortunately, I don't. Yeah, we're pretty booked up for the rest of this week. Just having a look here. Because you're wanting to bring both of them in together, aren't you? Yeah. Unfortunately, just with the case with your cockatiel, it's probably best that you see Dr. Brock, and he doesn't work Mondays. So, I'd be telling you to see Dr. Brock for definitely the cockatiel, for the issues that are going on. So, yeah, unfortunately, he's on Tuesday, but he is booked up on Tuesday, unfortunately. But I could do a Wednesday morning if you're available Wednesday. Oh, dear. Okay. Let me have a look here. Yeah, like if you're wanting just to see the cockatiel first, just to make sure that things go okay with her, Friday is booked up, unfortunately. And you're moving Friday. Let me have a look here. Like I could see the cockatiel on Saturday morning, but yeah, I just wouldn't have time to see both of them, unfortunately. I can't say. Obviously, if she's had some wingtip injuries, it's better to be seen sooner rather than later. But obviously, if you're wanting them both to be seen, I just don't have the availability because we're down a vet, unfortunately. Yep, sure. So when you say next Saturday, you're talking about Saturday the 13th or this coming Saturday? Okay, sure. Now, we didn't grab any details. We haven't seen you here before, did we? Okay, let me just grab your details so I can make the appointment. What's your first name? And your surname, Leandy? And your email address. Yep. And is this your best contact number? Excellent. And your address, Leandy? SURROUND. Yep. Dakabin. There we go. Okay. And the name of your cockatiel that we'll be seeing. Yeah. And Angel is a female? Sure. With red eyes, like albino, or, yep. And how old is she? Just approximate. Sure. Excellent. And the name of your Quaker? Okay. I'll pop it in as Bird, and then we can always just change the name. And yes, and are we a blue or a green Quaker? Okay. And do we know approximately how old Bird is? Sure. Do you think we're young? Like, do we think like we're 6 months old or? Yeah. Yeah, not a problem. Okay. So would you be able to get here at 9 o'clock? Yeah. Okay. So so we've got some trauma to the wingtips. Like if it starts to bleed, if we start picking at it, if it starts to ulcerate or anything like that, if we start dropping our wings or anything, that's all signs that we're in discomfort, or we start holding our wings like outstretched a bit from the body, that can be signs of discomfort, and definitely be recommending getting you checked in sooner. Yeah. Yep. So that's like a mating displaying stance by the sounds of it. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Would she have had has she got her wings trimmed at all? They do, yeah. So I'm just wondering whether she's had a fall or anything that could have contributed to that trauma to the top of the wingtips there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So what I would recommend, if you're going to have her out, just have her out so like low to the ground and on soft flooring. Don't let her try and fly, because if she does fly and hurt herself, she could cause more damage to those wings there. But monitor her appetite. Make sure she's still bright and alert and happy and everything. If it starts bleeding or anything, I'd definitely recommend getting it in sooner. But, yeah, I've got you booked in at 9 o'clock on the 13th with both of them. And I've just sent you a questionnaire as well to the email that you've just given me, just to give us a bit of insight about what you feed and the housing and everything like that. Okay. Not a problem. Okay, then. Well, we'll see you then at 9 o'clock on Saturday the 13th. Thank you then.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.